Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I'm DM Neil, aka Jope Maniac.
And I am DM Main Prize.
So for this episode, we're going to tie back to episode number 60, Mailbag of Holding 2. I wrote down that there's no guest from the episode, but I don't know how true that is. I mean, is everyone a guest at that point? Think about it. I don't know. Go ahead. Think about it. The DMnastics we're going to talk about, though, is number 48. What's in the box?
What's in the box, man?
You did it.
I did do it.
You should totally explain it.
I did it, and I named it after the movie Seven, in case you didn't get the reference, because Brad Pitt's character receives a box via delivery, and it is a mailbox of holding that is holding... I won't tell you what it's holding. Go watch the movie. Anyways, what we decided to do for this episode was to kind of construct a system within our homebrew worlds and within Dayambe for the sending and receiving of messages. Sometimes it's something that in our games we overlook, you know, who is delivering messages and why, what methods are they using to deliver them. I know I myself have played in a game recently where a flesh golem was used to deliver a letter to a character I was playing as. So there's obviously a lot of different ways to have messages delivered and sent around within your world. So what I did was I kind of just posted a little template of like what we would name the service, who would be the founder of the service, the method of sending the messages, common problems with sending and receiving, very kind of mundane stuff, but something that would give the world a little bit more flavor and also could become a point where you could draw stories and campaigns out of maybe working for this, you know, Planeswalker Postal Service or whatever you decide to call it. I also posted some images for inspiration for the DMs on the forums to just grab a picture of someone who looked like they were carrying a package or a parcel of some kind or looked like they were fit for travel and to kind of pick one and break it down and kind of draw up or create a story out of it. So we're going to talk about some of those. So lead us in, Jotmoniac.
So, sadly, the image that I used and talked about is no longer available, and it makes me very sad because it was a beholder that was using two of its eye stalks to apparently run around while it had like a messenger bag around it or a backpack. And it was the greatest picture ever, and now I'm real bummed out because it's not there anymore. So if you find that picture, you should totally send it to one of us through the internet somehow. Done. You'll figure it out. So for the first one that we want to talk about, one of the pictures is from DM Kiato, and they took the first picture that was there. It's a really interesting one because it's more of a little bit of a postmodern kind of post-apocalyptic looking person. I think my favorite part is that as knee pads, they have what look like riot helmets, because then it also covers the shin. Pretty cool. But they named them Rodney, and
I did not notice that those were riot helmets. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm totally buying two riot helmets for when the zombie apocalypse happens, and I'm not even going to wear them on my head anymore.
Nope.
Maybe I'll buy four and have two on my knees and two on my elbows.
Well, buy a fifth one, because you might need it for your head.
No, what you do is you buy seven. Two for your knees, two for your elbows, two for your shoulders, one for your head.
I like it. I think we got it all figured out. Safety first. Just a suit of riot helmets. So, like I said, the theme it comes across is very post-apocalyptic. So the story of Rodney is one of surviving the Great War, and now there's famine, disease, mutation, beasts, orcs, and insane dragonkin roaming the world. And Rodney has taken it upon himself to become a conveyance, someone who is willing to risk life and or limb to move items or information from one place to another. And just an awesome description of all of the gear that Rodney has on. Like, there's a revolver, there's a sword on the back, the super cool riot looking helmets. So definitely go check this one out and see what you think about Rodney.
So the next one we're going to talk about was submitted by Almarian Knight. And for the picture, I want you to close your eyes and imagine a city that has some very tall and strong looking structures made of marble topped with blue spires. And in the front middle, centered prominently in the frame, is a man, but not a human. This would be a blue man. and he is carrying a couple rucksacks or like messenger bags that seem to be filled with scrolls or rolled up pieces of paper. I think he also has perhaps a sword at his side. He's got a nice white and red kind of cloak vest thing. He looks very awesome. And this guy is a messenger, and I'm just going to read you what he wrote. So it starts out with some sound effects. Clank, clank, clank. The stranger stands at the edge of the bridge, his handbag by his side. A sudden chill had come over the stranger, as if something or someone stood behind him. It was not uncommon for a messenger such as Trivax to be stalked by people. Both robbers and vagabonds would want his stack of letters and packages. However, this presence felt different. I'll stop there. There's a lot more that I could go on, but I think that'll just wet your whistles to get you excited about what he could possibly be carrying and delivering. If you want to check out the rest of that post and see the really cool image, just, you know, hop on the forums and get on it.
Definitely. I really like the imagery of this one because it's like you said, there's so much behind it with the town, but so much little stuff about the gear. I mean, it just looks like the quintessential messenger.
Yeah.
I mean, even the bracer, one of the bracers has like a huge pouch built into it.
Yeah.
One built on like a shin guard has a big pouch in it. Just this dude's ready.
He's ready to carry stuff and deliver things.
And I have no idea what kind of dude this person actually is.
Me neither. I do actually think it's the art from a Magic the Gathering card. So if someone out there is into MTG, if they could identify it for us, that would be fantastic. But yeah, I think just looking at him, he has the backpack, a pack on his ribs, the side messenger bag, the one on the bracer, the shin guard, the thigh Han Solo package, and another one like attached to his other hip by the messenger bag. He's carrying like 8 bags.
He went and talked to Exhibit. He's like, yo, I heard you like bags.
Yes.
So yeah, it's interesting you mention magic, and I feel like you mentioned the term planeswalking.
I did.
But I don't. Okay, cool, because that's a magic thing. Speaking of planeswalking, and that terrible segue, the the name that someone had come up with is the service, the mail service for Deimbe, or delivery service rather, is the Planeswalking Portal Service. The PPS.
Very good.
I think that stemmed from an idea that GM Samuel had for their own world, where the people of that world had learned how to use the elemental planes as a faster means of travel and building safe travel spaces within those planes.
So break this down for me, Neil. This means that these people have found a way to enter a certain plane, elemental plane, and then, you know, travel kind of through it and then pop out somewhere else in the material plane for the quicker delivery instead of crossing, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles.
Exactly. Because the only safe way to travel, I mean, as you step through, as a prime example, prime, get it? Prime material plane. I got terrible jokes. Hey, I was going to say you can make dad jokes now.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you know, I got to start upping my game on dad jokes.
Yep. And to do that, you should go to Twitter and follow at bad dad jokes. And that has nothing to do with anything besides having a great time reading terrible dad jokes. But enough of that. Yeah, they create a safe passageway and essentially 1 mile traveled inside the elemental plane of stone is 8 miles equivalent on the material plane. And essentially there's small passageways where you have to go in and then come back out onto the material plane, find the next one, go back in through the plane of stone and or whatever other plane that you've now figured out how to have safe travel through.
Brilliant. I really love that idea. Another cool idea we can mention quickly was posted by Vulash, and that always makes me think of goulash, by the way, which is, you know, a meal. My mom made it when I was a kid and I hated it, but now I kind of like it. Regardless, his idea is a pretty simple one, kind of like something we've used here in our real world, which was to send messages by pigeon or by bird. So that's a cool idea. You know, if you, it doesn't have to be something super elaborate, like passing through an elemental plane. You can go with something more standard, whether it's the Pony Express or the Pigeon Express. Just think of some idea for information and packages and letters to be transferred within whatever world you're playing in, because it's something that would have to happen eventually. Any society will eventually kind of develop that means of communication.
Definitely. And, you know, and as it was mentioned, the basic structure was to first ask the DMs, what do you use in your world? So if you want a lot of different examples of what some DMs have come up with as to moving information or packages through their different homebrew settings, then heading to the forums is the best way to do that. But as always, we want to talk more about how does this work in the world of Dayaimbe. So we will try and tackle some of the questions that have not been answered right now.
So what we're going to discuss now is two kind of things from the list that didn't really get nabbed up. And that was the person who founded this planeswalking postal or planeswalking portal service, and also common problems that you might run into sending and receiving these kinds of messages or packages. So for the founder of the great postal service, it's none other than the legendary Greenwood, who is a character that's kind of been created by the DMs and is, you know, fashioned after the great Ed Greenwood. And you'll be hearing a lot more about his kind of lore and legacy within the world of Dayaimbe in a few DMnastics episodes from here.
Definitely. And so we just thought it'd also be a cool idea to have the original origin story steeped in mystery, and almost that, like, that's not what it was used for. That's not what Greenwood utilized it for. For him, it was just travel from here and there. And again, this is all rumor. This is just the random ideas that people are coming up with when they try and figure it out and talking amongst themselves around the watering hole at the Planeswalker Postal Service. And just the idea that that's the only thing that makes sense, because who else would be powerful enough to create these passageways inside of elemental planes?
Absolutely.
So the other thing we wanted to talk about is the common problems with sending and receiving messages and packages.
So obviously,
death.
The idea here is that you're going to be entering an elemental plane of some kind, whether it's the elemental plane of stone or one of the others. So think about that for a second. You should have some clearly identifiable problems popping up into your head, but obviously there's the monster in the monster manual called the Mephits, which are kind of like these weird creatures made out of, you know, elemental essence. So they could, and they're not always out to like kill, they can cause mischief and all sorts of things. So they may be messing with the people who carry these packages. You also could just have, whether you're in the elemental plane of fire and you're trying to pass through, obviously the packages are going to be at risk. Everything around you is fire. And let's say you're passing through the elemental plane of air, you may run into some other denizens, like maybe some genasi or genasee or however you call them, you know, people who are made out of this kind of essence. They may be taxing some kind of toll or tariff for you to pass through with your packages. That's what instantly comes to my mind. Any thoughts from you, Neil?
I don't remember how you say the word you tried to say.
You know, I don't really worry about that many words except for all of them.
Is it not Ganassi?
Or Ganassi. Edit that in. Just take out the words I said and put in Ganassi.
I'm sure that's exactly what has been done. Nope.
I don't know. How would you say it? You tell me.
I don't know. I tried to look it up.
Well, here's the thing. It's spelled G-E-N-A-S-I, correct?
Yeah.
And the first three letters are commonly pronounced Gen, as in, you know, Sega Genesis. So would we call it Ganassi? But then you got to wonder, is like the A a long A? So is it like Genasi, or is it Genasi, or is it Genasi, or is it Ganassi, or is it Genasi? Maybe we're overthinking this, Neil. I hope somehow all of this makes it in.
I'm sure that it'll be fine, and we're not. There are a few possibilities. Either the G is hard, as in get, or soft, as in generate. But there is some further discussion at, oh, you jerks. All right, pronounce it however you want. Done. Internet, you failed me. The other thing that I was thinking was the difficulty at which you would enter these other planes.
Mm.
I feel like the elemental plane of stone, or we keep saying stone, it's earth. The elemental plane of earth, it's an earth elemental. Don't worry, guys. We know what we're doing.
We actually do DM, and we know the rules. We promise.
Oh, man. Cool.
That's going to be like when everyone thought DM Mitch and DM Chris didn't actually play.
So this is why when you're trying to lift weights, you always get someone to spot you. Like when
you have to have a
spotter.
You want
to say Ganassi, or you realize that it's an earth elemental because they're from the elemental plane of
Earth.
Oh, man. Watch out. But thinking about the idea of, like, how are you entering the elemental plane of fire? How are you entering the elemental plane of air? And how you're in that, there has to be that risk reward idea behind it. Like, the elemental plane of air helps you travel super, super fast. or across very long distances, but does it mean that you need to climb like the highest peak and jump off at the right spot?
Mm.
And then you enter and you go hundreds of miles, and it's the like best method, but one of the riskiest ones, because then you come out just as high in the air as when you entered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so trying to think through some interesting ideas that your players could... Yeah, and that's the other thing, is once you have these really cool, interesting ways that you're delivering the mail, the players could try and utilize these to travel long distances inside of your world, or the world of Dayimbe. So it could be an interesting way to have them be able to just go from point A to point B. Or part of your campaign is trying to clear these out or make them safe enough. Who knows?
It's a good idea. These are all great ideas.
Hey, I think that's what we're trying to do. There's a lot going on with all the stuff we said, and there's a lot more going on in the forums. So I just want to implore you, the listeners, to head over to the forums and join up and take part in these exercises, as well as all of the other amazing conversations that are being had.
To do that, head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforum.net. And try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even lift?
I gotta get a pump.
That's it. It's good. It hurts. I know it does. That's it. Get it.